Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast today. Hope all is well with everyone. Just wanted to say, you know, whoever's listening to this, I see that there's like, you know, average 15 to 20 listeners each time. Just want to say a big thank you. Every listener counts. Even if one person's listening to this, it just means a lot. You know, initially I'm just doing this for myself, or I did this for myself and just a way for me to get my thoughts out. But you know, I said, why not just record it? I am thinking about writing something. I'm not a big writer, and I just need to really come up with a topic that I want to write about that I'm motivated to write about every day. But I do think podcasting is a good way to start. You know, each podcast is more or less a chapter or a few pages of a book, if you think about it. But today I want to talk about a little bit how one uses free time. And when we're talking about free time, I'm talking about time that's away from your overall activities in life, right? Whether it be work, school, studying and that kind of stuff. So what are you doing in your free time? And I, for one, enjoy doing things I like. You know, I'll give you some examples of what I like to do. I like to read. I listen to books online. I mean, on Audible or online, I guess. I listen to podcasts. I like to go for walks. I like to go on hikes. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to work out. That's what I like to do in my free time. And I guess it's an easy conversation to have. Like, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do in your free time? But sometimes I feel like, am I using my life productively? Am I doing stuff that is productive? I was listening to this video. I was listening to this video. I didn't really watch it, but I just listened to what it said. And the things that they said was that if you only live for the weekends and you on average sleep 8 hours a night and your average lifespan is around 82 years, you actually only be living 11 years because you're only living for the weekends and you're only enjoying the weekends, right? The other times you're working, right? That's about 40 years because you sleep half the time, half your life you sleep really, right? Because you're up, let's say 12, 14 hours of the day and then you sleep at least 8 hours, or you should be getting at least 7 to 8 hours. So it kind of made me think about, like, how am I using my time during the weekends and how am I using my time during the week? And, you know, I enjoy my job, and I think that's a discussion in its own, like, do what you enjoy. I enjoy my job right now. Is it something I want to do forever? No, but I enjoy the people I work with. The people I work with make me laugh and make me smile, so I think that's really important. But more or less, like, what are you doing in your free time, like after work or on the weekends? And I personally enjoy working out. I work out once a day at least for an hour after work, and I get home at, you know, let's say that's 7 o'clock, and then I usually just relax or I read a book or I go out with my friends. I don't really do anything massive, and I think that's what kind of got me confused. And like, am I doing things right? Am I doing it right? Am I using my time wisely, right? Like, what is the purpose? Like, what is one's purpose? I personally think one of my purposes is to, you know, care for other people and love other people and make other people happy when I can, whether that be helping them do things or just being there as a shoulder, right? I think that's one thing. I think I can make a big impact on a lot of other people throughout my life. I just don't know where I'm going to find that impact yet. I think podcasting is a great start, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. Not many people can just get onto a phone and just like start talking and release that to the world. I have that confidence to do that, and I'm very grateful for that, and overall fortunate for that. If my voice is a little weird as well, I have like a cold sore of sorts. I don't know, under my tongue, so it's kind of annoying. But you know, I think. More or less when we're talking about free time, it's what you enjoy, right? It's what you enjoy. If you enjoy just watching TV for the whole weekend and that makes you happy, then do it, right? I think the thing that also scares me is like, I don't want to look back and say, should I ever use that time differently? Like, should I ever gone out with my friends more? And that's why I'm like, whenever my friends ask, you want to hang out and stuff like, I just say yes. Like, I'm very, very free to do that. Like, I never really say I'm busy because, yeah, I could be busy, but you know, when are you going to have other times to hang out with your parents or hang out with your friends? You know, you got to utilize that time. So that's something I really think that makes me happy, like doing that. Now, the thing that I really want to work on is I want to work on a new startup. I want to come up with an idea. I want to do something productive outside of work. And yeah, reading is productive. Making a podcast is productive. Working out is extremely productive. I mean, I think the working out part, you know, is underrated, especially if you continue to work out every single day or a few times a week, because that's progress. You're caring about your health. You're caring about your health. And the same for meditating. You know, when we're talking about health, it's not just physical health. It's also mental health, you know, taking time for yourself on the weekends. And that's something that I really try to do. I also try to do that after work. You know, everyone goes through different things mentally, and I think that's something that I've been really working on. But I think you need to use your free time truly for yourself, right? Focus on because in the end of the day, when you're working, even if you're the CEO of the company, you're working for other people, right? You're trying to satisfy other people. And obviously you're getting paid, so that's satisfying, but you are working for other people. Your goals is your goal. Like if I'm working at a company, like I am now, my main focus is to help the company. It's not to help me. It's not to focus on me. I want to focus on my career and my career growth, but I'm there to make the company successful, right? I'm added to the company because I could add something to help the company become successful. When I'm outside work, what am I doing that? Who am I caring about? And one of the things that I really need to work on, and I am working on, it's a process, and it is a struggle in a lot of aspects, because sometimes you don't know what you're doing until you actually look at yourself, is also take time to focus on, you know, what do you, are you selfless or are you selfish, right? And it's not necessarily mean that, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a bad person if you care about yourself a little more in certain aspects, right? It's always important to focus on yourself and care about yourself. And that's what I talked about in other podcasts, but it is important also to be a little bit selfless. So I'm really trying to, like, you know, help more people if I can. Go out of my way to do things to be a better person, in a sense. I want to try getting into volunteering. I think that would be cool. And you have opportunities to help people. I think a lot of times people say, like, I don't really have opportunities to help people. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you need to, like get this person to lose 100 pounds, right? It just could be, like something motivating. It could be saying, like, hey, you're a really great person and you should really believe in what you can do, right? Or, I was in the same position as you, let me try to help you, right? It's not something that needs to be rocket science, right? Not everything that we're talking about is rocket science. And a lot of times, you know, when you think of a selfless person, you think of someone who is, like, dedicated themselves to a nonprofit or dedicated themselves to medicine or something like that. And they are selfless, those individuals. But I think at the end of the day, everyone can be selfless and a little bit selfish in their daily lives. And that's okay. It's a healthy thing to be. And when I were talking about selfish, I'm not talking about the negative sense of selfish. I'm just saying that more or less the moments where you care about yourself over other people, right? Let's say, like working out, right? Like if you're working out, like, you know, you should be caring about yourself, right? But that being said, that doesn't mean you can't share your progress in achieving your goals health-wise. So that's something that I really think is really beneficial when you're trying to talk about the balance between selflessness and selfishness. And I think there's a balance in with the time, right? So, you know, spending time with people, your friends, your family, it's making them feel good as well, right? Reaching out to someone saying, hey, I want to hang out with you. That's not selfish necessarily, but that's caring about someone else. You're saying you want to take your time and you want to spend time with this other person. That is very nice to do, right? You know, you don't, and one thing that I've done all my life, and I've almost accepted it, is that I always initiate. I never get asked to hang out. Maybe once in a blue moon. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that people never really reach out and say, hey, like, Dan, like, do you want to hang out this weekend? No one says that. Has it happened before? Does it happen sometimes? Yeah, of course it does. But more or less, it's just I initiate. And I've more or less accepted that. And I think it's important to accept, like, that some people are initiators, some people aren't initiators. And if you're an initiator, you should look at it as a good thing, because you're actually helping people. You're actually taking the time to care about people and spend time with them. And that's something special. So, you know, let's take a step back as well. If we're looking at a five-day work week and a two-day weekend, during the five-day work week, you know, hopefully you're not working past 5:30, 6. What are you doing in the next hour? You know, hopefully you're working out. And this is my life. This is what I do. I wake up at 8. I should be waking up earlier, and I'm trying to. And the only reason why I want to wake up earlier is I want to try to see if I can live with 7 hours of sleep and try to get that 1 hour in the morning where I can meditate and walk. And just, like, try to do that. I do it once in a while, but sometimes I just like sleeping in. And that's okay. Like, you're not a bad person. I slept till 9 today. You're not a bad person if you sleep. And again, I talk about this in my other podcast as well. It's not necessarily a bad thing to do things that I'm talking, like other things that I'm talking about. Like, there's no right or wrong thing to do. It just depends on what you want, right? If you want to sleep more and you don't want to be productive in certain aspects, but you find productivity or happiness or success in a different way, then that's fine. I personally want to wake up and I personally want to go for a walk and work on my health and read. And that just makes me happy. That genuinely makes me happy. I also get a comment a lot, and I know this is kind of bouncing around subjects, but I get a comment a lot, like, why don't you drink a lot? Like, you know, I go out with my friends and, you know, sometimes I just drink with them. They always say, like, why don't you drink a lot? I say, like, it's not necessarily that I don't like to drink or I don't want to or I'm scared. I just, like, I am who I am right now, and I'm happy with who I am. You know, yes, I can get a little more confident and have a little better time, like, you know, laugh a little bit more if I'm a little bit drunk, but I don't get amusement from that kind of stuff. I just, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at right now, and that's just how it is. And hopefully that continues, you know, because, you know, it's sometimes a little bit scary to go down that route of, you know, drinking or trying to hide your problems and trying to get away from it. It's more useful to go straight on and look at it. And that's what I try to do every single day. To a degree, and I fail at it constantly. It's not perfect. And I also want to, I say this in my every podcast I make, is that none of this stuff I'm saying I'm perfect at. None of them. I wake up late. I wake up early. Some weekends I just sit on my phone and watch TV. Some weekends I go for a 6-mile hike, you know. And some weekends I just don't do anything. I just, like, as I said, just watch TV and don't do anything. So it's really not something that you should, like, compare yourself with. Like, it's not something that you should be, like, that's another thing I want to talk about. Like, I deleted Instagram specifically because I don't want to see other people's lives. I don't want to say, like, oh, that person is out swimming and I'm sitting in my basement watching TikTok, right? Like, yeah, obviously it's fun to swim, and yeah, like, if you have the opportunity to do that, then go, but don't, like, feel bad because you don't have that. Because it's very, very easy to get really down on yourself and depressed almost. I guess depression and down on yourself is kind of similar. But, like, overall depressed in your life if you constantly compare yourself to other people and what other people are doing. So really try to focus on yourself. And I spoke about this in other podcasts, but especially in your free time. Because that free time, if you can figure out a way to build out your life where you have a few hours a day, 1 to 2 hours that are really just for you, whether it be through meditation, through reading, through writing, through working out, that's a lot. That's worth a lot, right? Because in the end of the day, right, what other currency, like, the only thing that we have in life is time. Everyone has time, right? Some people have more, some people less, obviously, however long you live. But money cannot buy time. I mean, money can buy time, right? Can make a lot of things easier. But after a certain point, it's like your main asset is not just just time, but it's also your mindset, right? About how to use that time. So I have the goal to make a lot of money if I can. I think everyone should have a goal to make as much money as they can. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I'll explain why, because it's not because I want to buy nice things. It's because I want to be able to have enough money where I don't have to worry about things and waste my time on silly things, right? For example, like, I don't mind cleaning the house, but I'd much rather have enough money that I can just pay someone to clean the house. I just don't want to waste my time doing that, right? Another thing is, like, you know, if you have enough money, like, going out for dinner instead of cooking every night, right? Life becomes a lot easier when you have a lot of money in certain ways, right? But when you're talking a lot about money, it's not necessarily you need billions of dollars, right? You can do a lot of things with a few $100,000 a year, right? The average American, I think, makes $55,000 a year. So after that, if you make $60,000 a year when you're 23, 24, you're over the average already, right? So you're basically able to do things that most people can't do, right? So a lot of times when people forget that, they're like, oh yeah, I only make like $140,000 a year. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's like you're in the top 5% probably, top 5 to 10% of the world, right? So you know, some of these luxuries, and I talked about this in the other podcast. I know it's like I keep on saying that, but there are reoccurring themes here, is that we get very complacent and we become very ungrateful for the things that we have every single day. Like the fact that we have, for example, a dispenser of water in our houses, which anyone listening to this probably does have something like that or something in that realm, that's a huge privilege. It's a huge privilege. You don't know how many people have to go out and get water every single day or even trek to go get water, like miles to get water, right? And that's not just a joke. It's actually like a thing, right? And even when I get that water, it's sometimes not clean. Another thing is like I've never been nervous that the electricity would shut off. Never. And that's a huge privilege as well, because I know people who in other countries who either just like the government just closes the electricity, or you know, there's so many people in the area that cannot afford electricity, right? Or can afford it but get shut up because they shut off because they can't afford it all the time. So it's just a lot of things that we need to look in our lives and be grateful for. And I think, and I spoke about this in another podcast, I know I said it again, but once you find gratitude, you will find a high level of happiness. You won't be fully happy, but you will be much more happier than if you weren't grateful for certain things and you didn't look for gratitude in a lot of things. I mean, the fact that we as individuals, like in my area, for example, can walk down the street and get any food in the world, basically, is crazy. I mean, most people don't have that. Most people cannot just go buy, spend $100 on food every week. Most people can't do that, right? And that's a discussion in itself, right? Talking about, you know, the fact that we need to allow more people to eat more healthier foods, because that's the biggest epidemic in this country. It's not coronavirus. It's not anything else like that. I mean, those are huge concerns, but it's mainly because people are not eating healthy. That's the main concern. So, you know, I a little bit of a rundown for the podcast. My kind of plan for this is I want to make it more structured. I really do. I'm slowly starting to come up with ideas on how to do that. I'm trying to look for guests constantly because I think the conversation is much better with guests. I was speaking to someone recently who has a really good podcast who, you know, does really well. And you know, he has his whole studio and he invites people over to talk to him and stuff like that. And I really want to aspire to that. Now it's going to be a process. And I think, you know, step one is to obviously start this, just start talking and start making a podcast with yourself and then slowly get other people to come on. But you know, if anyone's listening to this is interested in helping me with this, let me know. I think it'd be great to just do it by myself, but I'd love to have someone who's good at editing and good at sound. And we can definitely do something together and try work on that. So that's my plan. My plan is still to put these podcasts out when I have an idea. Like I was thinking about this for a while. I don't really have a list of ideas. I usually come up with them. It takes me a few days to kind of think about it. And then I kind of just think out loud and just think. And that's another thing I'm working on with myself is that I really want to outline my thoughts and my agenda for certain things. And I'm not really good at that. So I'm actually trying to seek help for that. Like I'm trying to like find people who are really good at that so I can learn how to do it and take small steps to do it. I really think that in the end of the day, I will never be successful if I just dive into something, right? I will never be successful if I just dive into something. I need to, and what I mean is like, just do it like 100% at first. I think I need to do it incrementally. I need to like, you know, make one podcast 1 month, make another two podcasts the next month and so on, right? Slowly do it. And that's what I did and slowly get into it, right? Think about the weight analogy, right? You're not going to be able to lift 100 pounds the first day. But if you slowly go, and you start to see results, you start to see that you can lift more, you start to see that you look better. So it's a slow process, but in the end of the day, it's worth it, right? And especially if it's something that's a side project, like this is something I'm doing on the side, and you know, I'm not getting paid, it's not something that I do every single day. I enjoy it, but I also want to be smart and like balance it out, right? So if anyone has any ideas on how to do better podcasting, let me know. I am going to actually make a post after this to kind of talk about, you know, podcasting and seeing if anyone's interested in doing that with me. But thanks so much for listening to my podcast. If you have any recommendations on topics, please let me know, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. You